Israel has allowed a trickle of aid into Gaza after an 11-week blockade. The UN called the five trucks allowed through a welcome development, but it's a drop in the ocean when so much is needed and far short of the 500 trucks per day that entered Gaza before the Hamas attack on October 7th, 2023. The Israeli Prime Minister announced the temporary resumption of aid, not because it's inhumane and against international law to starve people, but because Israel needs US support and the US and Donald Trump said letting people die of starvation is unacceptable. The United Nations has said nearly 100,000 Palestinians have been displaced once again in Gaza, this time within the last 4 days, as Israel expands its ground invasion. Khan Yunis, the Strip's second largest city, has been placed under evacuation orders. Speaking at the weekend, President Michael D. Higgins accused the United Nations Security Council of failing again and again by not dealing with current famines, including what he called the forced starvation of the people of Gaza. Yvonne Murray, our global security reporter, has been telling me more about the UN's response to the latest developments on aid into Gaza.
Well, in a statement, the UN's aid chief, a British diplomat called Tom Fletcher, said that this limited resumption of aid after what's been an 11-week total blockade and amid a spike in the military offensive now, he called it a welcome development, but he went on to say that it was a drop in the ocean of what was urgently needed in Gaza. And yesterday we were speaking to the spokesperson for the Secretary General, and he said that the UN operations would need hundreds of trucks coming in every day in order to make a difference to the population on the ground in need of life-saving aid. He confirmed last night that only five trucks had been allowed in from Israel via the Kerem Shalom crossing. But he said that as of last night, none of that aid had yet been picked up for distribution. He said that it had arrived too late, hoping, he said, that it would resume this morning and that more aid would be allowed in.
And the UN aid chief, Tom Fletcher, the man you're talking about, he went much further, didn't he, in comments to the Security Council on what is happening in Gaza right now.
He did. This was last week, last Tuesday in the UN Security Council. And in his opening remarks to the council, this was a meeting on the humanitarian situation in Gaza called by the UK. And he said that future generations would ask what the international community had done to prevent a genocide in Gaza. Now, this was significant because it was the first time a UN official had used the term genocide in the context of this war. Usually UN officials will say that is a judgment for the International Court of Justice and others. Of course, it did draw a furious response from the Israeli mission to the United Nations here. The Israeli ambassador, Danny Danon, said that Mr. Fletcher had spoken without evidence, without mandate or restraint. And yesterday, the Israeli ambassador said that he would not cooperate with Mr. Fletcher until he retracted that statement.
We've been speaking to aid agency people on the ground in Gaza. We did yesterday. We will speak to them again today on the programme. But they were unclear, and it seems to be still unclear. Five trucks in the last 24 hours. But how the aid is going to be brought in, at what level the aid is going to be brought in, or indeed if it will continue and increase as days go on.
Yes, the reason that just five trucks were allowed in came after an announcement by the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, on Sunday. And he referenced the fact that there was pressure from the international community. There was clearly concern on his part that it didn't look good to see famine conditions spreading in Gaza. This was the reason for the limited resumption of aid that he gave. And indeed, pressure is mounting. I mean, yesterday, the leaders of the UK, France and Canada said in a joint statement that Israel's decision to allow just a basic quantity of food into Gaza was wholly inadequate. And they warned they'd take further concrete actions if Israel did not cease its military offensive and lift restrictions. There was a separate statement yesterday from 22 aid donor countries, including Ireland, demanding a full resumption of aid. So pressure is growing.
Well, given the statements that you refer to there, given the fact that somebody like Michael D. Higgins called on the UN General Assembly to speak and act on the issue if the UN Security Council refuses or fails to do so, where does the UN go from here?
Well, look, that is a very good question. I think there has been an enormous amount of frustration inside the United Nations from some quarters. Because of the deadlock in the Security Council, of course, the United States, Israel's closest ally, has persistently protected, shielded Israel from any action on the part of the Security Council. And that council has been deadlocked. There has been a shift, though. We have seen other veto-wielding members of the council, like France, like the UK, making much more forceful statements. In UN terms, everybody recognises that there's deadlock at Security Council level. There have been several votes in the General Assembly, but that doesn't have the power to take action like the council does. So for the most part, I think it will be seen as something of an inflection point, the fact that France and Britain, as I said, two powerful members, seem to be taking much more forceful action, or certainly expressing much more forceful rhetoric.
That's our global security reporter, Yvonne Murray, and we'll have more from Gaza later in the programme, 25 minutes past seven.